You talk about a brutal loss. Goodness gracious. Rick freaking Ray. Wow. Wow. Mississippi came into the building tonight. I told you today I was worried about this game. I told you. This team's not good enough to roll it out there and just beat somebody. They are just not. They are just not. That is a gut punch. Whew. That is a horrible. This is the first. This is the first really awful loss of the year. That is without a doubt a horrible, horrible result tonight. I can't believe what I just saw. I mean, you can analyze the numbers all you want. Here's a number for you. Tennessee had 18 offensive rebounds tonight and didn't even have a lead down the stretch. Did they never even led in the second half, did they? They never got the lead. Unbelievable. I can't even begin to describe to you what I just saw. That is a stunning. And it's a regular season game, and it's one game, and it is what it is. That is a terrible, terrible, unacceptable, terrible, terrible, terrible loss for that basketball team. Mississippi State came in there tonight and literally shot the lights out of the place. And at some point, you've got to get somebody on the guy that's going off, don't you? Don't you have to close out on a shooter at some point and say, whoever beats us in here tonight, it's not going to be the guy that was averaging 7 coming in that has 21 on us. And they let him shoot it. They let him shoot it. They let Sword shoot the 3, and it was bang. It was huge. Huge. And you know what? It'd be real easy to pick on Derek Reese. Hey, he's trying to make a play. He goes down the lane. He's trying to make a play there. I don't fault him. He's trying to make a play. I don't fault kids that try and make. Let me try and make a play. Tonight, I put that on your head coach. Tonight's loss is on your head coach. And the last time I checked, he's not perfect. And I guarantee you, he's going to say that after the game. That loss is on him. Whew. All that work that team did on the road, the win at Mississippi State, the win at South Carolina, the win at Missouri, it's all given back now. All of it. Every last bit of it. If you look inside the numbers, Tennessee shot the ball 60 times. Mississippi State shot the ball 34. Tennessee has 20 offensive rebounds and still loses. That's impossible. That's the only way Mississippi State wins tonight. Some fluky nonsense like that, which is what happened. That's a team scared to death down the stretch in any other situation. And we couldn't stop them. And you could feel it. Hatfield, you were just in the building. Hatfield, in all your days of going to Tennessee games, have you ever seen a game where you get 60 shot attempts to your opponent's 34 and you get beat and you have 18 offensive rebounds and you don't even sniff the lead? Have you ever seen anything like that?
You've got to do a lot of things. You've got to do a lot of things wrong to lose when you get 22 more shots than your opponent. Tennessee did every one of them tonight. I mean, they got exactly the fate they deserved tonight. I mean, you let that sorry bunch shoot 60% against you, that probably should count for two losses.
I mean,
that was Wade Houston quality stuff tonight.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in the hunt in the mix with us this evening. Tennessee, by the way, and you want to vent, then let's vent. Get it out of our system. 865-200-5402. That was a Wade Houston, that was a back to the future, turn back the clock night basketball game at Thompson Bowling. These guys are not good enough just to show up and beat somebody. They're just not. And you know what? You're not going to be up every night. You're not. If you have a few more players, you can get away with it. We don't. Tennessee led by one briefly with about 13 minutes left, Brian Hartman's telling me.
And immediately threw the ball away on an inbound.
And immediately, in fact, uncharacteristic of Tennessee tonight, or all year, but they had this tonight, they threw two balls away on inbounds plays.
And had to burn a timeout on another one.
Haven't had that happen all year. Hey, I credit Mississippi State. They're obviously playing better basketball, obviously. And they came on the road and didn't roll the ball out and just get the hell beaten out of them like we thought they would. I mean, I didn't today. I kept saying I thought the game would be a lot closer than the number. I never dreamed Hatfield in a million, billion, trillion years. Do you know the number that is the craziest of all about Mississippi State? That is the first time they've won a game in February. Since the 29th of February, which, if I'm not mistaken, is leap year,
2012.
That loss tonight is as horrible as Dave Baker was calling it. As horrible as the officials were calling it. There was a play tonight where Josh Richardson got his ankle grabbed. And there, Teddy Valentine is nowhere to be found. He called a phantom block foul. And I'm not bitching about the officiating, believe me, because they didn't lose because of the officiating. But the whole thing tonight was toilet level. I mean, it was Wade Houston urinal behind section 119 level. That's what it was tonight. That was one of the worst things that might be one of Thompson Bowling Arena's greatest hits, Keith. That's Western Carolina. That's up there with that Western Carolina game.
That's right. That's there with the Mississippi game, Houston's last year, and Rob Evans' first year, which is the worst basketball game ever played in the Southeastern Conference. And tonight was right along with it. I mean, I guess my frustration, and I don't want Steve calling in because God knows I don't want to be too negative and get people's panties in a ruffle tonight. But you know, when the other team has two guys that can remotely shoot the ball and you never guard either one of them, you kind of end up where they did tonight.
And that's the one bugaboo of Tindall's defense. They let people shoot. I mean, at some point, you have to say, we're closing out on you, Craig Sword. We're taking you out of the game.
I can't imagine that the design of the defense is to not get within 8 feet of a guy. I mean, if that's the design of the defense, there's some inherent flaws in it.
Rocky Top Relic asks, why are we so bad at home? Keith, you have a thought on that? Why is this team so bad at home? And they are bad at home, by the way. Why?
I think maybe they just play to form more at home. Maybe they're a little more desperate and a little more crappy on the road. That's the only thing I can come up with.
The Georgia game becomes a must-win now, doesn't it?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're looking at. I think tonight, the NCAA tournament hopes that we all kind of frivolously begin to harbor, I think we can toss those.
Tony. Come on, you can get to 10 wins still in the league.
Find me the 3 wins that get them to the NIT right now.
Here's the thing. I don't forfeit any game except for Kentucky. Rest of them are winnable. Even the road games are winnable. I ascertain to you that with this team, anything's possible. They're capable. Here's the thing about it. 6-3 was teed up for you. It was on a platter. A 6-3 start's a hell of a start. Now you're 5-3. Mississippi State's 4-5. You're only one game better than them now. It's crazy how the numbers work. And you know what? Go ahead.
The fact they have four league wins tells you what this league is.
Right. That guy is doing, that guy tonight did a nice job. Do you realize they had three fouls at the end of the game? He didn't affect the game one bit tonight. He didn't even attempt to affect the game. His guys were bombing in three balls tonight. That was the difference. But you know what? I give them credit. Horrible loss for the Vols. But how can we say they didn't hustle? They had 18 rebounds. Or 20 offensive rebounds.
Well, when you miss a bunch of shots, you get a lot of opportunities to get rebounds.
Keith, they had 20 offensive rebounds tonight and outshot their opponent by 26 shots and still lost. I've never in my life seen anything like that. Have you?
When West Virginia was really bad a couple of years ago, they had a couple of nights like that. But yeah, I mean, you see it happen to, well, you see it happen to teams that can't shoot.
Yep. And you can see those nights when we can't shoot. Here's what I don't understand about tonight's game. And I'm not picking on Reese missing the dunk. Why is he shooting a three-pointer right after that?
Why is he shooting a three-pointer at the end of the half that he almost threw into the stand?
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I mean, the kids who come out there to shoot the three-point contest drunk out of the student section come closer than that.
Tennessee's first home loss to Mississippi State since February 26 of 2011.
If there's anything positive out of tonight, I'd like to know what it is. And imagine if Josh Richardson had kept shooting the ball the way he did the first 8 minutes, how bad it would have been.
I'm going back to the phones at 865-200-5402. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics for providing tonight's torture. I need to go to Gitmo. Because tonight, Keith, you could pipe that in at Gitmo, what we saw.
Oh. Well, I mean, I'll tell you who should be, you know, who should be out of a job? Who is running the Puerto Rican Basketball Federation?
This is random.
I mean, if Derrick Reese is one of the 12 best players they can get to put on their international team, they must be focused.
Now, don't hate on the players. That's not fair. And I like Puerto Ricania. I've always been partial to Puerto Ricania.
Good God, that's a country that produced Butch Lee and Edgar Padilla, Carmelo Travieso, whatever we call it.
Don't forget Ramon Ramos and Ramon Rivas.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Carmelo Travieso is Puerto Rican, huh?
I think both those UMass guards, weren't Padilla and Travieso both Puerto Rican?
I think you're right. That was John Calipari's, one of his illegal teams, early in his illegal career. Back to the phones we go, 865-200-5402. Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Fan reaction / tonight, we are doing group therapy. Good evening. Hello.
Hi, Tony.
Yes.
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
Oh, man, it was sickening. You know, Mississippi State just wouldn't go cooperate. When we went down there, they went 1 for 9 from 3. They came up here and they go 8 for 11. Down there, they shoot 42 free throws and miss 20 of them. Tonight, they shoot 35 and don't miss anyone near that many. They just didn't cooperate with us at all.
No, and we missed key shots from the foul line. That's another. That was another thing that happened tonight.
Hunter missed enough that we could have won the game.
Yeah.
Just all, what's the deal with him? I mean, them free throws, he's just hitting, clicking them in the last two games before this one. He would miss them in the last couple of minutes. Tonight, he started early missing them.
It's the way sports work.
It's
the way it works. Yeah, but Gary Danielson doesn't believe in momentum, so we can't talk about that around Gary Danielson. He doesn't believe in momentum.
How did you like TV Teddy when we had the breakaway and he decides to call a foul in the backcourt and starts blowing?
Hatfield, your thoughts on his performance this evening?
Well, given the way we were passing the ball on the break tonight, that probably just saved Punter the embarrassment of throwing it into Stupid. I thought actually for a game that had TV Teddy and Doug Stiles, I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, they shot a million free throws for a simple reason. We foul every other possession.
That's true. I saw that one, and then of course Tony, you already brought up the figure four leg lock it fit on Josh, and nobody sees it apparently. And I didn't really catch that last foul out there on Armani. Somebody said he was 10 foot away from his foul. I don't know what that meant. But
well, I thought Josh fouled. I thought the guy got fouled, but I thought Josh fouled him.
Yeah. Moore certainly gave you plenty on the boards tonight. And of course, Josh was, once he decided that he was going to have to win it because nobody can throw it in the ocean, But I think the biggest play of the game, if you boil it down to one play, was the slam dunk off the back of the rim that goes 20 feet back the other way, and they score and hit the AM1, which, by the way, we had 3 opportunities for AM1 where the ball did go down, and we missed all three.
Yep. They shot.
You can't.
No, you can't. You're not going to win. You're just not going to win.
Well, on that same possession that Reese missed a dunk, Punter takes an awful 3-point shot that we rebounded.
That Reese made a great hustle play on to keep alive, yep.
You know, it's just, and Reese, bless his heart, like you said, he misses that, and they come back, and why wasn't Robert Hubb shooting tonight? And Bachman, he banks in that 3, he hits 3 there at the end of the game, which they wiped out. And I'm like, had to mean somebody else to take 3s. Why not Hubs? Why not Bachman? And I don't know where Hubs was most of the night.
Yeah, our staff tonight had a bad night. I mean, when Rick Ray comes into your building and beats you, brother, make no mistake about it, your staff has had a bad night.
Tony, you said a while ago, I think it was you said, maybe it was Keith, said what anything good had happened other than Josh's 30 points. I thought early in the game, I thought Carmichael and Owens played really well getting some points.
Agree. They are progressing. That's a shame you couldn't win that game tonight. There's so much positive momentum. You go to Georgia, you have a chance to get that game down there. I can't comprehend that we lost that game. That's one of the more that's Twilight Zone stuff, Don.
Yeah, it's like Bruce's last team that won 19 games, and we just lost several games so inexplicably. That team should have had 24, 25 wins,
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a lot was going on, and we know all about that, but, I don't know. It just is so, so frustrating. The only redeeming thing I can think of is when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to be starting to watch for announcements and faxes.
That's right, Donnie.
Fax cam with a pretty little blonde and on UT.
That's kind of creepy.
Thank
you, Donnie.
Other than that, hopefully I'll get a chance to get up and see you guys tomorrow.
I can't wait, Donnie. Come see us tomorrow at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Keith tonight from the foul line. Help me comprehend what I saw. Okay. I believe the disparity in free throws in that game, Keith. They shot 35 to our 17.
Well, a little bit of that's the end of the game. But, I mean, a lot of it is, Tony, we just don't, other than Josh, who most of the time pulls it up a little short and likes to take the mid-range game, I mean, we don't attack the rim a hell of a lot. I mean, we're just not a team that gets after it and gets at the rim very much. So I think that's the problem.
State has now won 4 of their last 6. 4-5 in the league. They are smoking hot right now.
Well, that is an indictment of the Southeast Conference if I've ever heard one.
Tennessee's first loss to Mississippi Mistake since January 12 of 2012. In our last 9 games, Keith, this is what we've done now tonight. For people harboring hopes of going to the NCAA tourney, we're going to be favored, I think, in 2 of our last 9, Vanderbilt and South Carolina.
I would be so sure that by the time that rolls around, we'll be favored against South Carolina.
That is an inexplicable loss that we saw tonight. I guess that's why we love sports, because you just don't know. And when you think you have the answers, Mississippi State comes in and changes the questions with their 20 rebounds on the night. Whew. Actually, 26 rebounds on the night to our 33. We won just about every possible category with the exception of the shooting numbers. And that's the deal.
But you, like I said, you just can't let a team that, I mean, there probably aren't a handful of teams in major conferences, Tony, that are worse than them offensively. They come in and shoot 60%. What, they shoot 77 or something ridiculous like that from three?
63%. They were 8 of 11 from three-point land.
Okay.
They were 1 of 8 that first game, I think. Something to that effect. 8 of 11. Craig Sword tonight, Keith, 4 of 5. Fred Thomas, 4 or 5, and a couple of Thomases didn't even hit the net.
No.
They were just nailed.
Well, Sword was due one of those, Tony. I mean, we talked last year. I thought he was the one guy they had that can play. I mean, he's had back surgery. He's had all kinds of problems this year. So he's due one of those, and Thomas can shoot it a little bit. But, I mean, guys on D1 scholarship, if you don't guard them at all, most of them are going to be able to throw in a few shots.
46 of their points were created by two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well over 50% of their offense.
Well, we weren't any more balanced than that. I mean, we were less balanced.
Yep.
Yeah.
40 of our 66 came on the hands of two guys. We only had 2 in double figures. Mostella tonight didn't even attempt a shot. Only played 3 minutes in the ball game. Derek Reese tonight, 0 of 6 from the field, including the missed dunk. Willie Carmichael, 2 of 3 from the field. Tariq Owens, 2 of 2 from the field. And that's the way it was. He looked good early on, but he couldn't stay on the floor. And that's the kind of night it was as we go back to the phones. Tennessee falls now to 13-8, 5-4. We counted that chicken. We counted them having a 14-7 start and a 6-3 start in the league. And now you look up and Mississippi Mistake is only 1 game difference from Tennessee in the league. That's unbelievable. And granted, I don't think we're very good. Haven't thought we're very good all year. Don't know what I was expecting. Wasn't expecting that tonight. Was not expecting that. Trying to be fair to this team, trying to be fair to these players, trying to be fair to everybody. Can't leave shooters open and just let them kill you, can you? You can't.
No, I think you've got to come up with something and do. I just.
Did you see Tindall's face at the end of that game? Wow.
I'm not sure it's a schematic thing, Tony, because I've never seen a zone designed to not have guys within 7 or 8 feet of guys. I mean, those got a couple of those that Thomas And granted, I mean, if that's, you're okay, let's let them see, because they're not a great shoot. They're not a great shooting team. But like I said, I mean, Thomason's sort of shown enough that they can shoot it a little bit if they get going. And I mean, I mean, even after they made a couple, there were several of those. There wasn't anybody within screaming distance.
Tindall tonight on Richardson. We don't get hung up on field goals made. He only had one rebound, one steal, and 7 TO. Thoughts, Keith?
I understand him wanting an all-around game and not focusing, trying to focus on other things, but if I'm looking for anybody to be unhappy with tonight, Josh Richardson's probably about ninth out of the nine guys on that roster.
Mississippi mistake, according to Sam Racozzi, great name, has shot 79 free throws against our Tennessee Volunteers this year. That is your group therapy number of the night. As we go back to our phones, hello and welcome.
Tony, Keith, it's Smitty. How you doing?
Hey, Smitty.
You know, but kind of like you said earlier, Tony, I mean, this team was picked, what, 13th out of 14 teams?
Yep.
In the SEC. It still is an unexcusable loss, but we have to kind of remember where this team is and what they have. I mean, nine players and, you know, these games, I don't know what it is about home. I don't know if it's pressure, if they kind of thought this game was going to be a cakewalk, but, you know, it's so frustrating. But this team, I mean, they just don't have much. I mean, Tariq Owen started for us tonight. And if that doesn't say anything, then I don't know what does. I mean, you know, I thought he played fairly well, but, you know, Balkman has been playing absolutely, I mean, he has not been playing very well. You know, he seems to find the baseline or the sideline every time he dribbles the ball, you know, steps out of bounds or takes, you know, an ill-advised three-point shot. Derek Reese is, you know, he is what he is. I mean, he's trying to make plays, but he's just not the player that can. You know, he's got to realize that. He's got to realize that a player that's got 30 points is the guy to shoot the ball, or, you know, Robert Hubbs. I mean, yeah, it's just, I'm frustrated, but I know where this team is, and, you know, I can't, you know, these guys are young guys. These guys are 18, 19-year-old guys. I mean, I can't get mad at them. It's not coaching, and, you know, these guys are, there's nothing there. I mean.
That's a great point. I mean, if anything, it makes you really appreciate the start they've had night like tonight. It really does.
You know, if they, you know, after the great start, if they finished really poorly, you know, I really wasn't going to care. I mean, it's, you know, great while it lasted. It's not over. I mean,
no.
You know, this team's going to do some things that are still going to surprise us. I mean, they're bought in to the system. And I mean, you know, I guarantee you on Saturday, they're going to go out against Georgia and, they're going to play a great game. But like I said, you know, there's so many 18, 19, 20 year old guys out there on the floor that, you know, a game like that, they're starting to think about 6-3 and, you know, their tournament hopes, and knowing that they weren't projected to be that, and that's, you know, they weren't projected to do that. And, you know, hopefully that this will wake them up, you know, a little bit, and that they can go down to Athens and, you know, put up a good game and maybe get a win. I mean, Georgia put up a good game tonight against Kentucky. You know, they kept it within 10 points for most of the game, but, you know, they're a streaky team, and, you know, maybe this team could go on the road and get another, you know, nice victory, against a, you know, a team that looks like that may go to the NCAA tournament.
You know what stinks about tonight? Is that these losses erode the support Donnie Tindall has from the fringe fan. Losses at home.
I don't understand, Tony, why the majority of the people that were there were there. You know, this team, this is one of those games that you have to get pumped up to play. as a player, and the arena was just dead. I mean, just from watching it on TV. You know, why spend your money? You know, people complain about the money that they spend and going to see losses. Well, make a difference. You know, go in there and make a difference. These guys are young. They're looking for something to get them hyped up, to turn things around. And when they're down to a team that they know they're supposed to beat, you know, they're looking for something to get them hyped up and ready to go. And, you know, if you're going to go and then complain about the loss, you try to make a difference in the game. I mean, that's all I'm going to say, and that's how I'm going to leave. I mean, you know, you got 12,000 people there on a Wednesday night with a great crowd, but the team's trying to come back, and no one's trying to make a difference to get this team back. I mean, it's like people are spending money to go watch a guy coach a team that they're not even bought into. It doesn't even make sense. So, you know, go Vols, and, you know, hopefully they get the win in Athens. See you guys.
Keith, your thoughts on anything he said?
I mean, absent somebody coming out of stands and guarding Craig Sword and Fred Thomas, I don't exactly know what the crowd could have said.
Did we elect somebody called Craig Sword?
Yeah, I'm not going to call him Sword. That's the that's the dumbest pronunciation in the
Did history. He just bump? They blitzed us tonight in our building. Mississippi mistake. Were you afraid of them tonight coming in, Keith?
Oh, I think with this team, I think we've seen enough out of Tennessee now that, you know, I think we know that you've got to be afraid of anybody. I mean, that's the last team in the SEC they should have been afraid of, but.
The level of statistical anomaly in that game tonight and head-scratching material, I don't know what I'm doing if I'm Tindall to them tomorrow. You can beat on these guys. I mean, was it, Keith, that they didn't play hard enough, or was it that Mississippi State just shot the ball well? What was it? And that
Guys made open shots. I mean, I think the thing that I'm sure Coach Tindall will be doing tomorrow is trying to figure out how they were always that open. Is that something schematic that's got to do it, or were guys just not closing out and getting where they and exert spending the energy to get where they needed to be? I think that's what you got to find out. You got to break it down and look at it and see what the problem there was.
Back to the phones we go.
They're playing two teams on the road the next two games that they don't do much great. But if you don't get out and guard shooters, and especially in the corners in the next two games, today will look like a good day. I think you've got to get that, because Vanderbilt, I mean, they always shoot the ball well in their building, and Georgia's got a guy who was 7 of 7 on threes a few nights ago. So I think you've got to figure out what you're doing with that. And it may just be that's the decision, and that's the trade-off he thinks he has to make, is that you're going to leave that area and those shots open and hope the other guys miss them. And if that's how they're going to play it, that's their decision.
Back to our phones we go. Smartway, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics presenting your Tennessee basketball overtime. I'm taking your thoughts on Tennessee's loss tonight to Mississippi State, which in my mind is just purely insane. Let's get our next caller in here. Hello and welcome.
What do you say, Tony?
Hey, Philly, what's up?
How are you and Keith doing?
I'm doing great, Phil.
Well, I'm not, but I'm glad I gave Cheeker my tickets tonight, so.
Yeah, let the bomb go off on him.
You know, Tennessee, I think they're out of gas. I mean, they're taking this team as far as it can go. I mean, it's not a talented team. And,
no.
And you play a zone defense and you're not, you know, if you're not moving well, teams are going, I mean, that's the about zone defense, sometimes, you know, you get exposed. Even Jim Boeheim, his zone, people annihilate it sometimes. I mean, of course, it's unfortunate we got beat by a crummy team tonight, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Well, I just know from being a Temple fan through the years, and they've played so much zone there, especially the John Chaney years, you're going to have nights when an opponent just can hit you.
Yeah.
And this team is Temple-esque. Tennessee is offensively, because they'll go 6-7 minutes without scoring every once in a while. And you can play as hard as you want to play, When you can't put the ball in the basket, you're losing, Phil.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't care who you are. And tonight we were missing easy shots. It wasn't, tonight was one of those nights where Amani Moore missed a couple of putbacks. Not that I'm picking on him, but it was just one of those nights. Derek Reese missed a wide open dunk. It wasn't even contested. They let him, go to the, rim, Phil. What's he gonna miss that? One out of every what? 50 times maybe?
Yeah.
And not only did he miss it, Phil, it bounced 30 feet the other way and they got a run out of it.
Yeah, it became an outlet pass.
An outlet pass.
Well, I just, I hate it, but I think we're gonna go on a losing streak here. I thought we do play better on the road, but George and Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt fired up for us, and Georgia probably will be too. So, I mean, I don't foresee us, unless we shoot good from the 3-point line, I don't foresee us winning these next two games.
And then the two games after that are tougher than the two road games.
Well, we got LSU and Kentucky after that.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, Johnny Jones is on the sideline. There's always a chance.
The best you're going to come out of this four-game stretch, the best, is 2-2.
Yeah.
And that would be...
I'll take it right now, won't you?
If you told me we're going to go 2-2 in those games, I'd say don't even bother playing them.
That would be massive doing work right there. Massive.
Keith, you're right. This is a bad loss because even if Tennessee can recover from this loss, it's a type of loss that'll keep from getting in the tournament if you're on the bubble.
Well, I think this point now, the only way they're making the tournament is to either sweep LSU or beat Kentucky. And win most of the rest of them. And I just don't think that's happened.
Yeah, I don't either. And how many wins do I have to get to have a winning season? I think the NIT's even harder to get into now. I'm going to wonder if we're going to make the NIT.
You got to win three. You got to win three more in the regular season, and boy, they'll have to win one that I don't expect them to win to get there.
Yeah. Well, none of these games are going to be easy because we're not that talented.
No. There's nothing on this team's roster isn't built to where you can just look at it and go, oh, well, we're going to beat so-and-so. We saw that tonight.
And Donnie's recruits are degressing instead of getting better. The ones he's, Baltman's not doing anything right now. I guess he's hit a wall. I don't know. But sometimes JUCOs are that way. And Mostella's the biggest enigma. I just don't think Mostella has got the brains out there right now to play. He may have the talent. And he's not strong enough either. So
yeah, I mean he's physically you put him out there against physical wings and he's really going to struggle. He's going to be okay if we're playing somebody that really lets the floor. There's a lot of open floor play. If it's a half court kind of grinded game like tonight was, I can't imagine Mostella being terribly functional in a game like that.
But we're going to get some recruits and that last caller. Was he sort of blaming the fans? I think Tennessee fans have been pretty good. I think attendance would be a lot better if Tennessee had closure and know for sure if Donnie Tennant was going to be here next year or not.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's part of it right now. I mean,
Yep.
Tennessee's lucky is, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the limbo factor. Sure. People are flinching. Everybody's flinching.
Well, at least we beat Pearl, but, at least Stephen Pearl's crying in his beer Saturday.
Thank you, Phil.
See you guys.
Yeah, that's a good word picture. Think about Stephen Pearl. Think about Lambert down there behind the bench area screaming at Stephen Pearl. What do you think that was like? Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. I want to thank my friends at Smartway and Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics for providing tonight's coverage. Also, tomorrow's recruiting coverage will be live out at Smoky Mountain Brewery. Keith, I was all set to announce we were going to have a listener watch party for Saturday. I don't even know if I want to do that now. Do I want to do that? Should we still do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to. I mean, I'm never going to throw in the towel as long as you've got some stuff to still play for. I don't see the purpose in that. And get everybody together. I mean, I think
I'm so down, man. I'm just bummed out.
As mad as I am, irritated as I am with the performance tonight, this team's got some equity built up. I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, this team's done as much as you can expect. I mean, who knows? I mean, certainly after that dud they played against Alabama, I think we all thought they'd come out the next Tuesday and get run out of the building at home against Arkansas. That didn't happen.
Kanto's team was dead all last year. The bottom line is, with the tournament especially, it's a 68-team field, and they got to take somebody that's terrible at the bottom of it.
Yeah, but you know what, tonight, you know, I'm certainly, I'm not saying that Tennessee, like I said, I mean, Tennessee may fall off, lose the next four, and it becomes, it never would have been a debate. But the thing is, you look around, I mean, once you factor in, I mean, think how many teams out of the Big East are going to make it. How many teams out of the Big 12 are going to make it. And how many out of the ACC are going to make it?
Still 68 teams, though, Keith. There's still crap getting in at the bottom.
For it to get to, unless Tennessee does something I just don't expect them to do. I mean, say they split the next two. Say they go 2-2 in these next two. There's still, you got to go two LSU.
That's a win.
Two Ole Miss.
That's a win. I'm worried about the home games.
Well, two of the home games, like I said, I mean, I understand. I don't think there's anybody. I mean, Johnny Jones is Black Scott Drew. I mean, he's terrible. He's Black Travis Ford. But at the end of the day, they got incredible talent.
Oh, they're so good. Let's go back to our phones.
And the only thing that kept us in the game tonight, like you said, Johnny, was rebounding. How in the world are we going to rebound against LSU? Or Kentucky. I mean, those two games, I don't even want to think what the rebound margin in those two games is going to be.
Maybe we beat Kentucky. I'll call a shot right now.
I mean, that would be Chaminade beating Virginia stuff. I mean, that's NJIT beating Michigan stuff right there.
Back to our phones we go. 865-200.
You take the papers.
865-200-5402. Here's when you know you've had a bad night. This is a tweet now. Let's talk up the defund amnesty, brick by brick, build a fence, measles started by a flood of illegals. That's a guy on my Twitter timeline. I mean, that's when you know you've had a bad night, when Don Cantor's on there talking about illegals on your Twitter timeline. Let's go back to the phones and grab another call. Hello and welcome, Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime.
Here's how you know when you've had a bad night. When you wish you had to go to work tomorrow and that was a 9 o'clock game and you were in bed when it was going on. That's how you wish, that's how you know you've had a bad night.
Boy, that's a truth. You could have gone a long time without seeing the night, Bino.
Oh, heavens. Hey, listen, there's no other way to couch it. That's just an inexcusable loss. And it's a game that we absolutely had to have some cushion when you look at what's coming in the next nine. But guys, it's the first real, real bad loss of the season. And I thought tonight we kind of crossed over the line from aggressive and tough to out of control and unintelligent from the way we defend the pace, the shot selection, the ball handling. It was all just out of control.
And we even had a couple of opportunities, Bino, to get them to have shot clock violations or throw up last second shots. And we even committed stupid fouls way away from the basket. Just all those things were present tonight.
Well, punter fouls a jump shooter with 1 second on the shot clock. And I mean, you can argue whether or not he blocked it clean or not, but just contest that.
And
IJ Reddy is a terrible shooter. He's not going to make that shot if you contest it. Just contest the shot. And rebound the miss. Don't worry about trying to block it.
Two times you foul three-point shooters in the act of shooting. You just don't do that and win games. You just can't do that.
Hey, we had an inbounds play early in the second half when they weren't pressing, when we throw it into Armani, and it looked like dodgeball. He just fires one off of Josh's legs. It looked like he thought they were playing dodgeball. Now, just stupid stuff. You know, all of our warts came to surface at the same time.
Yeah.
Poor ball handling, questionable shot selection, inability to identify shooters and close out on them, and just a ridiculous amount of fouls. I mean, those have been our warts. They just haven't all showed up on the same night like they did tonight.
Mm-hmm. And that team shot the ball incredibly well. And still, Tennessee's in the game. That's how bad Mississippi State is. They played the game of their lives tonight. And still it could have gone the other way. If he gets the dunk down, it's a minute to go, and it's a tie game. I mean, they're going to blink there. There's no doubt they're blinking, but that's just the kind of night it was.
Oh, that wild shot, the wild three that punter took up before that. if he hits that, Tennessee takes the lead, the game's over.
Over.
Yeah, the game's over. I mean, Tennessee wins the game easily.
Here's how bad we were on both sides of the ball. We took 25 more shots than they did and got beat. 25 more shots at home and got beat. That's impossible.
I've never seen it.
I guess the only positive I can draw out of tonight is, to be quite honest, I thought we'd have a lot more of these on the overtime show than we've had to this point. And I know the remainder of the season's difficult, but the truth is, I know college basketball sucks, but the NCAA tournament, you can't throw a team together in a month and make the damn NCAA tournament. I don't care how bad the game is. You can't do it.
That's asking a lot. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Oh, no, this team, honestly, you look at this team maxing out talent-wise, this is a team that gets beat on the road in the first round of the NIT. Is what this team should be. They accomplished at best. I'm not even sure they should be that good. I think for all the frustration with what happened tonight, you look at this roster. If this team is in the NIT, like I've said a couple of times this year, that should never be your goal as a major conference program. But for this bunch, that'd be a pretty damn good accomplishment.
It absolutely. The NIT is a reasonable goal. If your goal is to make the NCAA tournament, you're not going to enjoy 1 second that's remaining in this season because they're not going to get there. But it is a reachable goal to make the NIT.
Oh, I think it is, but I don't think it's a, I don't think, I think tonight, and I think that's probably a big portion of my frustration tonight is that I think if you get tonight, that gets you to 14. I just think it's a lot easier to find two of these last nine than it is to find three of them.
Yeah, I agree, Keith. And when I looked at the second half of the schedule, the last nine games in conference, I said I would be delighted if we won four of them, which means I thought that we were going to win three. I still believe they'll win at least three of their last nine. And if that gets them in the NIT, then that's pretty much all we should ask of this team, to be quite honest.
Oh, I think if this team is above 500, which winning three more regular season games would guarantee, if this team with the schedule they've played is not in the NIT, there's something wrong with the way the NIT's set up.
I mean, I don't mean to tell anybody they shouldn't have hopes or to tell them how to think. I'm not the thought police, but I think it's about as fairy tale as you can be to think you can swing a team together in May and make the NCAA tournament.
Well, I'll tell you, the mentality, and certainly, I mean, you want people to be optimistic, but what happens is the same kind of mentality that thinks this team should make the NCAA tournament or really buys into that are the same guys who, when we beat South Carolina at home here 2 years ago in football, started thinking we're going to win seven or eight games that year.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't excuse tonight. Mississippi State shouldn't come in and beat you in your building. No way, no how, no time. But this team has so many warts. And like I say, when they all come to surface at once, you're not going to win a basketball game. That's what happened tonight. So, guys, appreciate you being on here and letting that bite vent.
Bino, love you, man. Great hearing from Bino. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the celebration.
I think the fans tonight, Tony, I think what we've heard, and the people I was around at the arena, I think people were frustrated just because they know how bad Mississippi State
That's
is.
That's right.
But I think most people, it's not one of those, everybody all of a sudden, the sky's falling, fire the coach, and all. I think most people, I just think people know what this is. This roster is limited. I mean, it's not limited enough. I think you should lose at home to the crew they lost to tonight, but they're also limited enough that I don't think there's any way in hell they should have beaten Kansas State at home. So.
They're a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And there are so many warts, as Bino called them, and just things they don't do well.
Right.
That you're just going to have nights like this. And I think it's people call me a Tindall sheep. I think it's an incredible coaching job that we're talking about a team that people tonight were thinking about getting into the NCAA tournament.
You look at this roster. I mean, and the one thing, even let's not even get into some of the issues that this guy's not skilled, that guy's not skilled. They have no discernible size, Tony. Their two biggest guys are freshmen who have no business playing 5 minutes a night in the SEC, let alone sharing 25 or 30.
To the phones we go. There's no doubt about that.
Tariq Owen should be being redshirted, Tony.
Yep. Carmichael should be being redshirted.
And this isn't an attack on Coach Jennings. I mean, you have to throw this together at the end. Tariq Owen should be being redshirted if he were in the Sun Belt Conference, Tony, let alone the SEC.
Mm-hmm. He can be a nice player in time. You're seeing that.
You can see some instincts. You saw some stuff tonight. I mean, you saw Carmichael looked as comfortable as he's looked in a while tonight. I mean, he didn't look as completely out of sorts and jittery. And I think part of that, Tony, tonight was him coming off the bench. I think he kind of got into his head that, oh, my God, I'm a starter. I've got to do these things. He's just not at this point in his career capable of doing. I think not only there's any doubt, he was putting way too much pressure on himself. And I thought he was much better tonight off the bench. And I think that probably, I would think that's where they'll go going forward, because that's certainly, I mean, Owen's held his own as much as you can when you're that frail physically. But I thought that Carmichael was better, and I'd leave him in the situation that he looked a little more comfortable in. I don't think this team's going to win or lose any games on which one of those guys he starts.
Back to our phones we go.
I stick with what I did tonight as far as that goes.
Back to our phones. I thought that he played pretty well tonight in getting the start. We'll go to our phones and grab our next call. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. How you doing, that buddy?
Hey, JB.
Keith, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fine.
Hey, isn't Sword on it? Is this his 15-year anniversary playing for Mississippi State?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello?
You hear him? Can you hear him, Keith?
Yeah,
can
I can.
Hear me?
Okay. He said, is this his 15-year anniversary?
He said he's been there forever. This has got to be his highlight of his entire career. It seems like 10 years he's been there.
Who's that?
Fellas, what you see tonight is this. We're following this roller coaster ride, and it bottoms out. And even when it bottoms out, you see guys who actually are playing pretty well considering what they have, doing okay. But with the night when Josh has to take all the offense on his shoulders, which he did, that they're not attacking the rim, they're not active on defense, they're making some bonehead plays. Well, that's where we really are. I mean, this is why talent matters. We had this debate about coaching up three stars, and we can win with two or three stars. The fact that Donnie Tindall got this far with his team is a miracle. A damn miracle we beat Arkansas. And really that we beat Butler. And that
Kansas State's got far more talent than we do, Jay.
Absolutely. Even though they've had, that's true. So this is a team, that's why it matters that with this cloud, by the way, yesterday was Groundhog Day, and it begins to look like we have Groundhog Day, and I hope we're breaking that Groundhog Day cycle, but we have to have better talent. And like I said, Bruce has gotten the top 12 in the country class, better talent. And we're bringing in 250 guys rated 250, 235, 250. We're not going to beat top 50 talent with 250s. And you're right, you can't throw a rec team together and go to the NCAA tournament. That was always a pipe dream. But it was at least we had some hope. Well, now we're seeing reality. Now, this team will bounce back a little. I think they really were dead tonight. They're facing a very tough stretch. If we get 2 out of 4, I just say, let's not even play the games.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
It'd be miraculous. One out of four. I mean, really, when you get right down to it, 1 out of 4 wouldn't be horrible with those four teams in front of you.
Not we have no size. And again, like Donnie said, Tariq Owens isn't soft. He's just too damn small. He has no bulk. He just can't post up and put a presence on anybody. And Carmichael looks a little bit better, but again, that's what we've got. And it's a miracle we've gotten this far. So having said that, Tony, outside of Josh Richardson, we shot 14% tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
14%. And they actually, their three-pointers shot nearly 73%, 72.7. We shot 14%. We shot a lot of balls, shot 14%. They shot nearly 73% on trays. Most of them guys were unguarded, which it's kind of, was that sort of a shooting drill, sort of a warm-up shooting drill, Keith, when you're not, when you got 10 feet away from you?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you don't have to have great shooters to make the shots they got tonight. I mean, they got.
But guys make those at the Y, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Sword's a guy, his numbers coming in aren't terribly impressive, but I think we all saw last year on an awful team when he was the one guy you really guarded, that he can play when he's healthy. And Thomas has had some games this year where he's made shots, and it's just, look, this team's going to have nights like that. And
this Mississippi State team held, they played Martin and Mickey, and they held Martin to 4 points, four rebounds. Now, Mickey got 25 and 20, but they held Martin to 4 and 4. We just simply don't have the physicality. I think we're physically worn out. This is a team that's really played seven players. I think we're just worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And just running on fumes. And hopefully this will be the low point. But looking at the rest of this season, I see maybe, I'll be honest with you, 3 wins. But that's reality.
And that puts you in the NIT. That'd be a good season, you know?
Oh, NIT. At least when this all started, we got a little hyped up with these miracle wins, and the Arkansas game was a miracle, and Kansas State and Butler. But the NIT, if this team got the NIT, would be like a team put together literally at a rec league team at the Y, and I'm not trying to put the kids down. They work hard. I love them. They got Jay Rich. Armani Moore's playing better, but if Armani has an off night, although he gets 10 rebounds, he doesn't attack the rack like he usually does. Josh has to take over the offensive scoring, and we see guys, that missed dunk, that reminds me of the 1990 Alabama game. It's like, what a reversal. One play and boom, the ball goes like an outlet pass. Pretty good outlet pass too, by the way, and they get an and one down there. That was a ball game. Guys, it was difficult. It was terribly played. The kids were unenthusiastic and uninspired, except for Jay Rich. And it looked like they were just worn out. And maybe they can find a way to recharge and kind of get ready to play Georgia and play a better stretch here. I think if they play really, really well, they can make these games competitive. But I don't see more than 3 wins.
Thank you, Jay Bay. It's sad to deal with that tonight. And who knows? Hey, maybe they'll go on another run. Go ahead.
Hey, Tone, apparently, just noticing the ticker here as I'm flipping through, watching some other games, I think the Titans are trying to upstage Butch Jones.
Yes, I saw that. They're adding Dick LeBlow.
The guy from London's Heroes, LeBlow.
Yep, Dick LeBlow.
Robert Clary.
It has been a while for him.
So they're adding an 80-year-old guy. We're about to hire a guy who was checking chlorine in pools a week ago. Nice.
As the defensive coordinator, no less. Let's go back to the phones. Oh man. Let's get our next call in here. Hello and welcome. Yeah, hi.
Tony?
Yeah.
This is Jeep Jr.
Hey, Junior, what's up, man?
Not a lot. I just got back from the game. How about would you like to have Jabari McGee right now?
Oh, my God, dude. See, that's the thing. I don't want to make excuses up because people can call me a sheep. That's a gigantic loss for that basketball team this year. No Jabari McGee. Gigantic loss.
Yeah. And I know it's a miracle what Donnie Kendall's done with his basketball team, but I just don't. Why does he refuse to come out of the zone?
Keith, you want to tackle that? Why is he?
I just don't think he thinks we can remotely guard the post.